Hey folks, Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast 2.0. Today I want to talk about social media marketing, and in particular Facebook marketing, how to get the most out of your Facebook organic marketing. So your posts, your reach, expanding your audience members, attracting new audience members, you know, cultivating an audience. All of these tips that I share with you today will help you to be able to contribute towards that and actually growing a following that could allow you to make substantial amounts of money in your lifetime if you do it correctly. This is something I've done for the best part of 10 years now. So I want to share the knowledge and tips that I've got. And I've got 5 tips to share with you today. Now, before I get into the tips and advice, I just want to say to people, I apologize for the lack of episode last week. I usually try to do these episodes every single week. They're raw, they're uncut, they're here in my office live. I don't do any editing on these videos. I just trim the trim the start off and trim the end off. And that's it, you know. So I didn't have the opportunity to be able to record last week because my daughter was actually in hospital, which was kind of threw a spanner in the works. And I'll be honest, it kind of leads on to a lot of things I want to talk about today, where I'm talking about, yes, using social media, but not allowing it to take over your life like some people do. You know, a lot of people utilize social media for marketing and they want to build a business, but then with the trade-off in terms of how much actual time they put into it, I think sometimes it has more damaging effects on things like mental health, etc. So we're talking a lot about sort of posts and structure of posts and how to put posts out there, but also at the same time, becoming aware of how you're using social media, becoming aware of how much time it's taking, becoming aware of the problems it might sort of create inside your life, or things that might happen that are a result of using too much social media. And I want to try and bring it all together so you guys can get a really good feel of what it actually takes to build a successful business through social media on Facebook, but also at the same time not sell your soul to the social media devil to do so. You know what I mean by that is spending hours and hours a day on your phone, destroying your mental health, having issues with focus, having issues with relationships, etc. These are all things that come as a sort of downfall of using too much social media. So the first tip I've actually got for you actually fits in with this quite nicely, which is set out what you actually plan to do on social media before you go on there. A lot of people, what they do is they'll roll out to bed in the morning, or they'll get up in the morning, they'll roll over, they'll pick up the phone, they'll have like 20 minutes of scrolling or whatever, looking at what everybody else is posting. Then they'll have a think to themselves, oh, I wonder what I will post today. Or maybe it's a longer period of time, whatever. It depends on people's routine, right? But that was what I used to do. That's the reason why I say that is a lot of people will do this because I've spoke to a lot of people in my time, and there's crazy how many people will consume social media before contributing towards social media. So one rule that I made to myself was whenever I pick up my phone, first thing, you know, before if whatever I've done in terms of my self-care, wake up, brush my teeth, have a cup of tea, if I then pick up my phone, the only time I pick up that phone is if I'm going to do something productive. You know, and I highly recommend everybody does this inside their business. And some people are like, well, what's this got to do with marketing? It makes you more serious about what you're doing, but at the same time, it creates some sort of routine or structure. You know, if I pick up my phone, I know for a fact I'm going to be recording a video. I'm going to be putting a post out there. I'm going to be sort of, you know, creating a piece of marketing material. You know, and that's that. And to get into that frame of mind, I think is really important before you actually pick up the phone. Whereas if you just pick up the phone, you're like, I could do with putting a post up today because I haven't put nothing up in a while, or haven't put a post about this. Then what that creates is a lot of sort of not certainty with your marketing, like the complete polar opposite, which is just sporadic. It forces this sort of lackluster sort of thinking of like, I can just post when or wherever and it doesn't really matter. And a big thing about social media making it work is to have real care about what you're putting out into the world. So the first thing I'd say to you is have a plan with like what you actually plan to do. And if you struggle with this, get a pen and paper before you start anything in your day. Write down the things that you would like to get done. You might say, produce a piece of content on my profile. You might be record a podcast like I did today before I got into the office space. I wrote down, finish the podcast this morning, first thing, you know. Catch up with 5 people inside my group. You might write down, finish that Facebook Live inside of my group. You might write, catch up on my business page. You know, catch up on my business page, put a post on my business page. But have a proper plan before you open social media app. Have a proper plan before you open the Facebook app, because then you're going to literally just pick it up and get straight into it. You're not going to get caught up in reels. You're not going to get caught up in posts. You're not going to get caught up in reading nonsense. And you'll be a lot more productive about what you're doing. And then the next thing you want to ask yourself is, what do I actually want to portray with this actual post? You know, a lot of people just post on social media because it's what they want to post. you know, what they think is interesting. Remember, if you want to build an audience or you want to build a brand, it's all about what other people want. It's all about what other people are looking for. It's all about what makes other people tick. So I'll take time before I open up social media. Again, I do all of this before opening up the app. And I think, right, what are the posts I'm going to put out there today? And what's the purpose of them? Is this to raise my brand? Is this to attract customers? Is this to get people inside my group? Is this to get people inside my email list? Because each one of those different things will require a different approach. You know, what a lot of people do is they'll open up their app and kind of figure it out as they go along, as they're writing the post. And what this creates is a lot of times posts or content that misses the mark. So they'll write really great posts and then they'll have like a really crappy call to action because they didn't think it through beforehand. Or they'll have like a crappy post and then a great call to action because like they didn't think about making the link between the two or linking it all together. So before I go on to social media, the big thing is planning. Planning not just what you plan to do, but also at the same time, how you plan to do it. And at the same time, what it is that you're actually saying and what it is that you're actually promoting or talking about. You know, so take time to think about, who am I speaking to today? What's the purpose of this post? What's the two or three things that these people are looking for help or support with inside this post or inside this piece of content? Actually takes time to get it right. Take time to think about it. Think about the quality of what you're putting out there. And then the last thing that I think about in terms of this actual segment, so I've got like five little segments I want to talk about, is to think about what, not so much the sort of quality of a post, we've already covered that, but the amount of posts and the amount of content you're putting out there. You know, so whatever you can afford to stick to, whatever you can sort of fully commit to as an individual, let's say you're going to put one post a day inside your group, one post a day on your profile. Let's say you're going to do three posts a week on your group or three posts a week on your profile. Let's say you're going to go live once a week, or let's say you're going to produce story content once a week, or maybe you're going to do two reels a week. Have a plan about how much content you actually plan to put out on a weekly basis and stick to these times. So if I go live 8 p.m. every single Monday, which I don't, by the way, this is just an example. Don't anybody go like, where's this live you spoke about? Then if I commit to that every single week, what that creates is inside of my audience is the feeling of, damn, this person's going to show up every single week at 8 p.m. So it turns into a bit of a TV show. People know where to go. People know where to be. People know what they're looking for. And this is all about, you know, all stems back to planning. It all stems back to having that sort of routine, having that structure. If you've got a good routine, you've got a good structure, your audience will begin to notice it as well. You know, if I'm emailing three or four times a week, my audience begins to recognize Matt's going to send me an email three or four times a week. I need to keep an eye out for it, or I need to avoid it, or I don't like it. Qualifying people in and qualifying people out. You know, that's exactly what marketing is to me, is putting things out there that qualify my prospects and turn the other people away that aren't interested. So having some sort of structure, routine, establishing some sort of plan before you open a social media app is essential, really, to avoid wasting time, to avoid getting caught up at consuming content that is unproductive, and also, last but not least, producing content that misses the mark. You know, if you want to sort of stop all three of these things, have a plan before you go on social media, have a plan of what type of content you're going to put out there, have a plan about what it is that you're going to be talking about and what you're going to be covering in your content, and last but not least, make sure that you actually, you start to think about what people want, not just what you want or what you want to do, what are your audience looking for, what are they looking to engage with, what are they looking to sort of, take interest in or potentially read more, find more, discover more, whatever, however you want to put it. So the second tip that I've got for you is to integrate social media into your lifestyle. Don't let it just sort of sporadically just show up. So this kind of fits into the tip one that I spoke about in terms of planning in regards to content. But the second part is, obviously, it's really important to engage with an audience as well. You know, it's important to send messages. It's important to comment back on posts. It's important to sort of go and reach out on other people's posts. Now, some people in this situation, some gurus, right, will say, you've got to comment on five posts before you put a post up. You've got to inbox three people before you do this. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. Most of that stuff really is just people sharing stuff that they think is true. I don't think anybody really knows the algorithm unless you work for Facebook, because the truth is the algorithms are changing all the time. I don't claim to know the algorithm. You know, I've been coaching social media marketing for the best part of 10 years. I don't teach people how to hack the algorithm. I don't teach people anything to do with beating the algorithm or anything like that. Do you know why? I'm not an employee of Facebook. I don't know what the algorithm is. The algorithm is changing every single day, every single second. And introducing now artificial intelligence into the mix it's going to be changing a lot quicker than it does now, even though it's like a constant thing, you know. So it's kind of scary where if you're the type of person that's going to sort of say, I know exactly the algorithm, because what you're saying is you've got this golden bullet or you've got this thing that's going to allow you to build a business, which isn't necessarily true, because it could change like today, tomorrow, the day after. I mean, like, just because something worked right now doesn't mean it's going to work tomorrow. So rather than sort of thinking about hacks and tricks and stuff like that, I prefer to just think about what actually works. You know, so I need to engage my audience. I need to comment on people's stuff so people are aware that I exist. So I'm letting people know I'm here. I need to engage my audience so people feel valued when they comment and engage on my stuff. And then also I need to sort of take time to signpost or let people know where to find my other content or where they need to be. So those are three tasks that I really want to sort of implement when I log on social media. So the second thing I'll say is to set those times in your diary. Instead of just picking up your phone and thinking, right, I'll engage with a bunch of stuff now, or picking up your phone and just like randomly doing it throughout the day with no real plan, no structure. You know, instead of having like, let's say you've got like a 12-hour period. Instead of checking your phone every 5 minutes, which most people do, people check their phones on average hundreds of times a day, then take up all that time and just maybe schedule in like 20 minutes of engaging with your audience. So this is how I do things. So what I'll do is I'll set the timer on my phone for say 12, let's say midday today. I'm going to spend 20 minutes engaging with my audience. So I will go on to my, I will set a timer, you know, a little stopwatch somewhere or something that's going to go off like an alarm on my watch or something in 20 minutes. And I'll say, Matt, spend 20 minutes engaging with your audience. And all I do in that time is comment back on people's posts, that sort of comment back on people's engagement that they've shown me, comment on people's stuff, go out my way to sort of say, hey, this is a great post. Actually read people's posts, take time to engage, take time to understand people. Once that time's gone, it's gone. You know, so I might do that once or twice a day. But once that time is gone, it's gone. You know, I don't go scrolling through the app like an hour later. I don't go engaging like 2 hours later. I don't go looking at the app again, because most of the time that's unproductive. If you just pick up your phone and you just act, I guarantee it's not going to be long before you get caught up in a video of a cat playing a guitar or a giraffe giving birth or a monkey playing the drums. Whatever, like with the type of reels and stuff that are out there. They're really engaging. They're really distracting. And if you're not careful, you can find yourself in a scroll hole that lasts like 20, 30 minutes. You will feel like you've done a lot of work because obviously your brain has been stimulated, but you haven't actually done nothing. And that's what happens with a lot of social media marketers. They're like, Matt, I'm working really hard. They're spending like 8-10 hours a day on social media. But the truth is that they're not really being productive. 2 or 3 hours of it is wasted scrolling, reading nonsense, watching reels, all this unproductive stuff. So have a proper plan with your posts and getting yourself out there. Have a proper plan with who you want to contact, what it's all about, you know, in terms of what you want to help people with or where you want to direct or signpost people. And then have a proper plan in terms of engagement times, engagement slots. If you're going to go in and send messages, set a timer on your phone, have an hour of sending messages. Then you're not going to get caught up in chit-chat because you know you've only got an hour. You know, I'm not going to spend 30 minutes chit-chatting to somebody about football randomly if I know I've only got 1 hour to engage with my potential audience members, or I know I've only got an hour to catch up with all the messages in relation to my business. You know, so setting that timer helps to keep yourself accountable, helps to make you more productive, but also at the same time, it stops you wasting tons and tons of time to do the same type of tasks. You know, in terms of spending 3 or 4 hours a day messaging, contacting people, you can find yourself doing this in 20, 30 minutes. That means you can spend the extra 2.5 hours with your kids, on the hobbies, the things you enjoy, the things you love, planning, you know, future content, planning, you know, your next move inside of your business. There's so many more ways that you could spend your time that is way more productive than social media. So that would be my second tip is, yes, engage your audience. Yes, get to know people. Yes, reach out to people. Be genuine. You know, read people's posts. Don't just write good morning without even reading it. Take time to do this, but do it in a timed fashion. Do it in a way that it's not just sporadically done throughout the day. Third tip I've got for you, and this is less of the planning side of things. This is more to do with the mindset or mentality, is give people a reason to read tomorrow. You know, one thing I've noticed that a lot of people do when I sort of check out people's social media profiles, and I do this as well, I review people's profiles. If you're interested in having a review of some sort, feel free to reach out to me direct. There's links in the description of this video below. You can literally click one of those links and it'll say, get help from Matt. Reach out to me and I'm more than happy to review and help you out with your social media presence and marketing. But one thing I've noticed is a lot of people, they don't really... every single post has to be a blockbuster. That's what they're thinking. It's like every single post I put out there, I've got to share absolutely everything I do, everything I think, everything I've done in my life. And it gets to a stage where like almost every post feels like a story. Almost every post feels like, you know, this is a really long, elaborate, lengthy post on about how awesome this individual is. Now, what you've got to understand is social media is kind of a, it's like a TV show. You know, it's your own TV show. It's your opportunity to create something that people could take interest in consistently. So you've got to give people a reason to want to read again tomorrow. So if you're sharing like really, really offensive stuff, understand that there's a percentage of people that probably aren't going to read again tomorrow. If you all you're doing is talking about yourself consistently, how great you are, how awesome you are, there's going to be a percentage of people that are not going to read tomorrow. If all you're doing is being on social media and sort of like, you know, let's say you're constantly talking about how amazing a product or an offer is, or you're trying to sell something nonstop, the chances are people aren't going to read tomorrow. Now, how do we get people to read tomorrow? Think about what actually makes people tick. Think about what people want. Think about what people desire. Think about taking people on a journey. If I'm going to help people with their marketing, I fully understand I cannot do that in one day. You know, it's going to take me a little bit longer, unless we have like an intensive. You come over to my office and we work on a one-to-one basis. You know, that's a thing that I do. Then that can work, right? If you reach out to me direct, come and visit our offices, and we will work one-to-one on marketing, sales, social media together. In that scenario, in a few hours, 100%, we can have a massive impact on somebody's business. But in regards to a post, it's very difficult. You know, it's very difficult to change somebody's life with one post. It's almost impossible. You can inspire somebody, but then they're going to have to take some level of action as a result of that. So rather than that, commit to a long-term, commit to a long-term goal with your social media. Think to yourself, like, if I'm in a fitness space, today I just want to really focus on dieting. Like, and then at the bottom of these posts, I might say to people, listen, tomorrow I'm going to be covering exercise. Or next week, I'm going to be covering how to structure your day correctly to lose weight more efficiently. Or if I'm talking about marketing and sales, I'm going to say to people, listen, I've got a podcast episode coming up next week. Or, hey, listen, tomorrow I'm going to be going live inside of my group sharing top 5 tips on how to get more engagement on your post, get more sales. So as you can see, I'm always letting people know there's something going on in the future. You know, you need to come on over to my group. You need to come and check out my page. You need to check out my podcast. You need to check out my YouTube. So there's always something tomorrow. There's something to look forward to. You want to give people that reason to want to keep reading. You want to give people that reason to keep watching your videos, keep looking for your content, keep going out their way to see what you provide and what you put out there. You know, because what that does, it creates a hunger and a desire for not just the information that you've got, but people are going to want to start to work with you as well. You know, if I've been following somebody week after week because I know they go live at this time, I know they show up at this time, it makes me more hungry to want to work with that individual. So if you give away the game entirely, like I said earlier, you market in such a way that this is going to be your last day on planet Earth and you just keep putting everything out there constantly, it won't work as much because there's a ton of people out there that kind of need to be wined and dined before they make a decision. You know, people these days stalk a lot. They'll stalk people's platforms and social medias. They'll stalk people's content. They'll stalk what people are up to. So you've got to have like a long-term consistency. You can't have like this sort of like, oh, I'm taking massive action, then go missing for like 3 or 4 days, then, oh, I'm taking massive action. You know, these people that are kind of all or nothing tend to, yes, they'll make some money, but they struggle to make anything stable because their income is sporadic, exactly like their attitude. You know, so to me, as you've noticed now, I like to be methodical. I'm going live this time. Here's what I'm doing at this time. Here's what I've got planned. Here's what I'm planning to do. Here's what I'm doing next week. So if I know what I'm doing and I know where I'm going, my audience are going to know the same. So it's really important you do find that sort of understanding that it's a long-term commitment, not just like today, tomorrow, make sales now. You'll read a lot of posts and stuff on the internet that are all about like become a six-figure earner in 30 days or, you know, attract 20 customers in your first 24 hours. All this very much a case of like quick, quick, quick. They're feeding on that. You know, the people's weakness where they want stuff tomorrow, they're feeding on that. These people are making a lot of money with broken promises. These people are making a lot of money because people are too impatient with wanting to build a brand or following on social media. They want it done tomorrow. You know, they want my results. That took me 10 years. They want it in 10 minutes. And that's just not going to happen. You know, you have to commit to the game if you're serious about what you do. The fourth thing I'd say is give people an undying reason to take action. You know, I see people a lot where they're like, inbox me for more information, or this is more so to do with call to actions. And they'll say like, hey, come and jump on my email list, or hey, come and join my group. you've got to give people a really good, solid reason as to why. You know, if there's something we call a value ladder in marketing, which means as a customer has a higher level of commitment, there should be a higher level of reward, right? So I'm not going to treat the people that are on my Facebook profile that have just followed me, I'm not going to treat them the same as somebody who's in a paid group, obviously. The people in the paid group are going to get a better quality of content, better quality of support, better quality of training, right? So they've stepped up to that point. So if you're on your profile and you're like, I want to get people inside of my group, you might want that, which is fine, but you've got to make other people want to do that as well. You know, and that's a lot more than just, hey, join my group. So think about freebies, giveaways, things that you can add to sweeten the deals to get what you want from people. You'll see this a lot in capture pages. You'll see this a lot in terms of, you know, even my social media platforms. I'll say, listen, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll bring out new videos every single week to help you expand and grow your audience on social media, make more money online, and to build an audience and a brand that is recognized globally. I will do that if you click that subscribe button. So like, I'm asking you to click the subscribe button, which takes like 2 seconds out of your day. And I'm promising like this huge sort of support network or this content that's going to be coming over the months, years to come. You know, so I'm giving you something in return. If I'm asking for your email list, I'm going to say, listen, if you send over your email list, I'm going to send you a free 4-step training on exactly how to create a stable business on social media, covering planning, branding, sales structure, and scaling. That's what I do when people join my group. I'm like, listen, if you're going to join my group, send me your email at the same time, because then I'm going to send you this amazing 4-step training. So you've got to give people a reason to do something. Don't just be the person that just expects things, or because you think something's great, you expect people to take action on that. You've got to give people a real solid reason as to why. Every single part of your business is part of a sales process. If you're on social media and you're just out there and you want to connect, you want people to follow you, you've got to sell people the reason as to why they should follow you consistently. If I want to grow a group, I need to sell people on the reason why they need to come from my profile and travel over into my group and become a group member. If I've got people in my group member, I need to sell them on the reason as to why they need to be on my email list. If people are on my email list, I need to sell them as the reason as to why they should become a client. If people are going to become a client, I need to sell them on the reason as to why they should continue to become a client for years to come. You know, so every single part of your business is part of the sale. What a lot of people tend to do is they just think about the actual sale as making the money. So they think, I'm going to go on social media today and I'm going to make a sale. I'm going to make money. I'm going to do this. This is all about what I want, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. It's a very selfish way of doing things. You know, to think, to move people along on that sales journey, or to move people along in that marketing process, you've got to give them a reason. You know, here's the reason why you should do this. Here's what I'm going to give you in return. And if you do that, people will consistently move themselves along in the process. And if you take time to look at these separate sections of your business to strengthen the call to actions and give people a reason to want to do more, delve into more of your content, follow more of your groups, read more of your emails, then obviously this is going to create a conveyor belt effect of people where they join and follow you for a period of time and then become a customer or a client. And you create that stability, you create that consistency, you create an actual business, you know, instead of an up and down scenario, which drives a bunch of people insane. You know, last but not least, and my final tip is to experiment. You know, you can follow all the training in the world. You can follow every single video that I've ever put out there, and you'll learn a ton of stuff to do in social media marketing. You'll learn a ton of stuff about marketing and sort of making money and building a brand and all this sort of stuff to do with social media marketing, blah, 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 right? You'll learn all that stuff, but I still can't guarantee exactly how it's gonna work for your market. You know, this is where I love these businesses where they're like, we guarantee you results. You cannot possibly guarantee anybody any results in anything, because what's worked for me and my audience might not necessarily work for you. You know, even if I've had somebody in the exact same business, let's say you're a coach and you help people with marketing, the same as me. So I've had success in this field. I've created a lot of income in this field. I helped a bunch of people in marketing. So I know how to build a marketing business. I know how to build a business through social media. I know how to do all these things. Right? Now, I teach you all of that stuff. I teach you everything I know. There is still no absolute guarantee that you will get the results that I've got, because you're a different person. You look different. You act different. You talk different. You've got a different audience. You might have a different way of doing things. You've got different passion. You've got a different personality. You breathe different. You look, everything about you is different. That's the beauty of being a human being. So there has to be a big element of marketing that goes beyond theory, that goes beyond like just knowing what to do. You know, when it comes to marketing, you've also got to be able to experiment. You know, you've got to be able to put a post out there because you've got the knowledge and expertise of how to build a post and put a post together, and then judge reactions. Judge how people react. Did people click the link? The people that clicked the link, how many people bought? How many people bought? And then how many people actually used the product? How many people used the product and how many people got results? This is all data. This is all things that you should be taking on board so you can improve different elements of your business. You know, don't just be the person that whacks a post on social media and think you've got some God-given right that people are going to invest or buy with you. Think to yourself, like, why is that post working? What was the time of that post? What was the image of that post? What type of writing did I use? Did people read the entire post? Did I get loads and loads of engagement, but nobody took the... Say, for example, if I put a post on social media and I get, like, loads of engagement, but nobody actually inboxes me for information, or nobody actually reaches out to me to become a potential client, I got to look at that post and think, right, so it was engaging, it was interesting, but the call to action was weak. Or people didn't associate that with my business. So I could put a picture up of my daughter, for example, or my kids, or my wife, get like 300 likes or comments, but people aren't associating that with marketing training. You know, so I've got to think to myself, right, I've got to experiment with this. I need to experiment with the idea of balancing lifestyle and action-based post in terms of call to actions and trying to get people to do stuff. And I need to understand why things work and why things don't work. I need to look at the timing of posts. I need to look at the way posts look aesthetically. I need to think about what point these people are at in the journey of following me. You know, if somebody's just following me today, they're probably not going to invest straight away. They probably want to check out my YouTube, check out my group. They probably want to check out a few different platforms first. So understanding all these things and then putting that into your marketing. So it's more like an experiment. You know, it's like a scientist. The scientist will go through years and years and years and years and years of medical school, whatever these people are doing. You know, if it's science to do with obviously health, etc., be a medical school. And then if it's something to do with, I don't know, like outdoors, you might be a botanist or something like that. God, I'm live and I do these uncut. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But like the point I'm trying to make is they will spend years and years and years studying, but then they will also spend just as many years and probably learn 10 times more from experimenting. You know, to me, science is great if you read a book, but if I had a laboratory where I could do as many experiments as I want, I'd probably learn a lot more from doing the experiments once I have the knowledge. Now, once I have the knowledge, the rest of it is about testing, learning for myself, growing, evolving. It's like anything in life. It's like becoming an adult or becoming or kid learning to walk. You learn the basics from somebody, but then you learn 10 times more from actually doing. You know, and that's what it's like in business and marketing in particular. You can take on all the theory and all the ideas in the world, but there's a period of time in which you're going to have to educate yourself based on action, based on doing stuff, based on taking action in the marketplace and seeing how people react, seeing how people respond, having a look at how other people do stuff. And I guarantee if you implement all five of these things, you'll have more productivity with your social media, you'll have a better relationship with social media, you'll have a higher quality of conversions and people actually wanting to take action in what you do. And last but not least, it'll become more enjoyable because social media is very invasive. Social media does take over your life if you're not careful. Social media does feel like it will, you know, infiltrate into all areas of your life. It'll affect your health, it'll affect your fitness, it'll affect your mindset, it'll affect your relationships with people if you spend too much time on it, because that's what it does. You know, it's a very invasive platform. So to have structures, to have plan, to have an idea of where you want to go, to have an idea of exactly who you want to speak to think about experimenting and growing your business and understanding all different areas of your business consistently, becoming committed long term, all the things we spoke about today will have a massive impact on your business moving forward, and at the very least give you that sort of productivity that you're looking for. So thanks today for listening to today's episode. I really appreciate you checking in. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Also, you can check out the replay of this over on my YouTube channel if you haven't done so yet. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please click the subscribe button. You know, become a subscriber. I bring out brand new marketing and sales training videos every single week. And last but not least, check out the links in the description of this video where I've posted some additional resources to help you out moving forward. Thanks for checking in today, guys. Really appreciate it. And I'll catch you all very soon on the next episode. Bye-bye.